Resolution that rejected the bill. The increase is up nearly $28,000 a year for rank and file legislators, with pay compensation going from $30,000 to $58,000. The House Speaker and Senate President also go up, making $85,000 a year, up from the current $44,000. According to many legislators, they say that their annual compensation of $30,000 was not enough to live on year-round, with duties as lawmakers cutting into their outside work or even preventing them from holding down other jobs. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Hey, Shocker fans. Wichita State softball returns for another season at Wilkins Stadium this spring, and they're looking to follow up their most successful campaign in program history with another historical run. Purchase your season tickets today to guarantee your seat inside Wilkins Stadium for every game, including the high-demand Oklahoma and Oklahoma State games that are bound to sell out. The American Athletic Conference Championship runs through Wichita. Join the ride all season long by purchasing season tickets at goshockers.com/tickets or call 316-978-FANS.
It's truck season, and time to make your truck work for you, whether you're tailgating, hunting, hauling, or cruising. Toppers Plus Truck Accessories will get you truck season ready. Rhino Linings is the leader in sprayed-on truck bedliners, and Toppers Plus is your Rhino dealer. Rhino truck bedliners outperform all plastic drop-in rubber mats and paint-like coatings. They won't crack, peel, or warp, and include a nationwide lifetime warranty. Nothing beats a Rhino. Call 942-2864 or visit toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Shan Haynes, the former Heartland Tri-State Bank CEO out of Elkhart, Kansas, has been officially charged with embezzling tens of millions of dollars from the now failed bank. Cake News reports that according to the court documents, Haynes had made $47 million in different wire transfers from the Elkhart-based company with intent to buy cryptocurrency. According to prosecutors in the case, they say the loss of the $47 million caused the bank to fail back in July of 2023 and allege Haynes had purchased cryptocurrency with the funds that were embezzled from a church and local investment club. The case is ongoing. However, they say that if found guilty, Haynes could spend up to 30 years in prison and a fine of up to $1 million. The bank has since been reopened as the Dream First Bank after the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation ended up taking control of the failing bank. When the company was Heartland Tri-State Bank, it had roughly $139 million in total assets and $130 million in total deposits, according to the FDIC. The court case is still ongoing. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Nebraska State Treasurer has returned more than $263 million in unclaimed property. And there's more that needs to be claimed, which is exactly what Nebraska State Treasurer Tom Breezy spoke with KSNB Local 4 about.
Money from estates that heirs didn't know about. But again, an old rent deposit that was neglected to be returned to you, that can end up in our office. Gift cards that haven't been utilized can end up in our office. Old bank accounts that maybe someone forgot about.
And other news in Legislative Bill 1193, introduced by State Senator Danielle Conrad of Lincoln. Parents will be allowed to let their children repeat a grade for three reasons in K through 4: academic needs, illness, or excessive absenteeism. And students grades 5 to 12, the reason would be limited to excessive absenteeism. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Severe Weather Preparedness Week in Kansas will be March 4th through the 8th. Beginning in late February, the National Weather Service will be providing in-person and two virtual severe weather spotter programs through early April. The schedule can be found on their website, weather.gov/TOP. Nemaha County Weather Spotters Meeting is planned February 29th, 7 p.m. at the Community Center in Seneca. Marshall County, March 7th, 7 p.m. at the Axtell American Legion. And Washington County, April 3rd, 7 p.m. at the Fire Station in Washington. The virtual sessions will be March 19th and April 1st. All programs run 7 till 8:30 p.m. Again, the schedule online at weather.gov/TOP. Blue Rapids Community Action Team is hosting a benefit chicken dinner Friday evening at the Community Center beginning at 4:30. Proceeds toward Larry Wenzel for medical expenses. He recently suffered a stroke. Washington County's King and Queen of Courts will be this Friday with crowning during halftime of the boys' basketball game. Queen candidates are Ruth Craig, Keely Helms, and Kylie Rickers. King candidates Carson Kern, Connor Kohlmeyer, and Colton Ripke. KNDY will air the Washington County Axtell basketball games live on KNDY FM 95.5 Friday. Frankfort High School will host the State Scholars Bowl Saturday for 1A Division I with 12 teams at each of seven sites in Kansas. Along with host Frankfort, these include Centralia, Clifton Clyde, Elkhart, Gossel, Hodgman County, Little River, Rock Hills, Ness City, Satanta, Greeley County, and Wichita Christian. Lynn High School qualified for the 1A Division II meet at Hutchinson. Landall Company is hosting Free Movie Saturday at the Astro 3 Theater in Marysville with 2 p.m. showings of Disney's Wish, Boys in the Boat, and Ferrari at 2 p.m. The Astro will be open Sunday afternoon for the Super Bowl on the big screen, pregame at 4. Washington County Soil Conservation winners will be recognized at the annual banquet Saturday evening at the FNB Basement Meeting Room in Washington, with Raymond and Mary Jo Wirtz of Clifton receiving the Soil Conservation Award, Tim and Nancy Long of Clifton the Range Management Award, and Pat and Mickey Meenan of Hiawatha the Wildlife Award for their work on a farm family property north of Morrillville. Home City will host Fur Bear Frenzy Sunday. The event, postponed from January, includes a hunt, ladies' bunko, and a community chili dinner at Blue Valley Technologies Building. For details, contact Jessica Lease at 562-7817. Beatrice Area Chamber of Commerce will host the annual Ag Expo Tuesday, February 13th, 10 to noon at SEC Beatrice.
So our Ag Seminar is being hosted out at our SCC Beatrice campus in the Academic Excellence Center. And this year we have keynote speaker Eric Snodgrass, who's going to be talking. For those who might not be familiar, Eric is the principal atmospheric scientist at Nutrien Ag Solutions. Sometimes they refer to him as their weather wizard. He will be giving a weather outlook and with an ag-focused, education-driven forecasting approach. So we're really excited to be able to partner with Nutrien to host bringing Eric to Beatrice. It's a free admission event, so when you come, you don't have to pay to park, you don't have to pay to come in, you can just come and get the information. We'll also be doing some updates with the Southeast Community College itself and their ag program. We have Students of the Year awards we'll be giving out, scholarship presentations that are gifted based from our Chamber's Agribusiness Committee. And then SCC is going to give an update on their Ag Career Center project and talk about their SCC Empower campaign. So a lot of great content. It's a two-hour event. It goes from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Tuesday, February 13th. We're just looking forward to having this great event next week.
Mildred A. Brocksterman, age 95, of Axtell, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church. Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Mildred Brocksterman. Carol Downard of Marysville passed away Thursday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30, with the rosary at 10 from St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 10 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Carol Downard. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, barbecue meatballs, scallop potatoes, a muffin, green beans, and berry crisp. Monday's menu, chicken strips, a biscuit, baked beans, mixed veggies, and plums. KNDY News time is 7:14.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine early on today, then a slight chance for some rain showers with our highs in the mid-40s and mid-50s. A slight chance for some rain early tonight, then staying partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. More sunshine throughout the day on Saturday with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 50s. Then mostly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. More sunshine into Sunday with our highs in the lower to mid-40s and mostly clear throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid-20s. More sunshine into Monday with our highs in the upper 40s and partly cloudy skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Even warmer on Tuesday, sunny with our highs in the lower to mid 50s and partly cloudy skies over Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Still staying sunny and warmer as we head into Wednesday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Then partly cloudy skies into Wednesday night with our lows in the mid 20s and lower 30s. Staying sunny into Thursday, a bit cooler with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early February 43, record high on this date 73, the average low 20 and the record low 12 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:29, sunset this evening at 5:54. 32 degrees this hour. A correction on the service for Carol Downard. Said Saturday perhaps. Carol Downard passed away Thursday. Service is planned Monday 10:30. With a rosary at 10 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville, burial in the church cemetery, a visitation Sunday 10 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Carol Downard. Again, the service is Monday 10:30, rosary at 10 at St. Gregory's. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 9th of February. KNDY News time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
At Kramer Oil, safety always comes first. We're here to keep your home and shop warm with reliable propane delivery, which is why with your first fill-up, we perform a complimentary leak check. Your safety is our top priority, so you can rest easy knowing we've got you covered. And we're not just about safety, we're about convenience too. Need propane when you want it at a fair price? Call or text us today at 785-562-2466. We're here to serve you.
Buying a house? Do things seem scary? Don't panic. You have a champion behind you. Marshall County Abstract and Title Company at 1110 Broadway Street in Marysville is here to fight for your property rights. When you are ready to purchase real estate, you just can't have anyone better on your side than Marshall County Abstract and Title Company. If you need help with any and all aspects of your real estate transactions, stop by our office any weekday from 8:30 to 5 and get the advice you need. Or call 562-3071. Relax. We are here to help.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. Down two of their big three, the struggling Bucks lost again last night, this time to the T-Wolves, 129-105. Bucks coach Doc Rivers after the loss.
Obviously, you want to win games, and obviously you would love to be healthy so you can win games. We talk about it all the time. Sometimes you got to go through stuff to get stuff, and we're going through it right now.
The Nuggets tied with Minnesota for the Western Conference lead, went on a late 10-0 run to down the Lakers, 114-106. The Cavs won their eighth straight, besting the Nets, 118-95. The Mavs topped the shorthanded Knicks, 122-108. NCAA men's top 25 action, number 8 Arizona needed 3 overtimes to avoid an upset by unranked Utah, 105-99 your final. 20th ranked FAU couldn't couldn't avoid the upset, shocked by UAB 76-73. NHL, Canucks, Bruins in Boston, the matchup of the night. Already up 3-0, the Bruins look to extend the lead.
Now Van Riemsdyk motors up to the line. Saucer into the slot. Zacha shoots. He scores!
The call on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Bruins shut out the Canucks 4-0. The Golden Knights edge the Coyotes 3-2. Panthers double up the Capitals 4-2. Flyers beat the Jets 4-1, and the Hurricanes skated by the Avalanche 5-2. Super Bowl 58 Sunday. Last night, to the surprise of no one, the Ravens' Lamar Jackson won his second MVP award.
I want to thank my organization, you know, Baltimore Ravens for, you know, finally getting this deal done. But shout out to Steve, Coach Harbaugh, you know, the whole unit. My offense, man, my offensive line, man, I can't thank them enough.
Our thanks to the NFL Network. Other winners, Christian McCaffrey of the Niners wins Offensive Player of the Year. Defensive Player of the Year went to Myles Garrett of the Browns. Texans QB C.J. Stroud, Offensive Rookie of the Year. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Our Friday feature games, Marysville and North Central Kansas League play at Clay Center, live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Our Friday feature game, Washington County entertains Axtell, live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights is host to Centralia. Hanover tips off at Donovan West. Frankfort, home versus Troy. Lynn entertains Sylvan Lucas. Diller O'Dell's at Exeter Milligan Friend. And Southern plays host Thayer Central. Again, Marysville at Clay Center, Axtell at Washington County. Live Friday on KNDY.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. It's another round of new record high closes for the major stock indexes. The Dow Jones added 49 points yesterday to finish the session at 38,726. The NASDAQ Composite picked up 0.5%. The S&P briefly crossed the 5,000 barrier before settling in to close at 49.98. Credit card debt also is flying high. Credit reporting agency TransUnion says Americans are carrying over $1 trillion worth of total debt on our cards. That's a new record. Balances in the last 3 months of 2023 jumped 13% from the final quarter of the year before. The recall of more than 4 dozen dairy products for possible listeria contamination has been expanded to include enchiladas, bean dip, dressings, and sauces sold at stores including Albertsons, Costco, and Trader Joe's. The recalled products were sold nationwide under brand names like 365 Whole Foods Market, Don Francisco, and Tio Francisco. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Good morning. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Friday morning, and at these times, we check in with the latest Steckline Report with Larry Steckline. And today, we're talking a new farm program. Good morning, Larry.
As we talk about a farm program, trying to get a new one put together by September or October of this year, there's some people that are saying, man, maybe we better wait another year after that by saying, let's just keep it as it is. They're going to try to put some more money into the program, and I don't think it's going to work. It might go backwards on us if we don't watch budget. For example, we've got six characters, Representative Mooney and Miller of West Virginia, Biggs of Arizona, one from South Carolina, one from Florida, and one from Tennessee. They're really pushing hard to not only hold back on putting more money into that farm program, they wouldn't mind getting rid of it completely. They say there's enough built into the disaster programs that we don't need a farm program. Somebody probably ought to go educate them. But in any event, only two of the six were around when the last farm bill, 2018, was put together and voted upon. They both voted no. They were not in favor of it. And so consequently, that just goes to show you, friends, what kind of a mess we've got. They've got some people behind them, too, that like what they're saying. How many? Not enough to cause us a major headache yet. In the meantime, we might want to tell everybody to hold up. Don't fill out your 23 tax returns yet, because there's an act that they're working on back in Washington, and if it passes, it's a good deal for farmers because it has 100% bonus depreciation in it for the 2023 returns. So you might not want to file that return until we see if this thing passes, probably sometime in the next couple of weeks. We'll have to wait and see. There's another key reason to make a January 15th farmer's tax estimate and not try to file by March 1. These late tax acts seem to happen more and more often, and that's a good reason why we shouldn't be doing that. We'll just have to wait and see.
The Manhattan Commish Company, Manhattan, Kansas, building a special stock cow bred heifer sale Wednesday, February the 14th, starting at 11 a.m. Consignments include over 100 fancy red Angus, black Angus, and semi-Angus first calf heifers. They're bred to low birth weight Angus bulls for February through April calving. There'll be 70 choice black-white face and Hereford 3-year-old cows are bred for March and April calves, 50 reputation Hereford cows, 4 to 7 years old, bred to Olean and Gustafson Hereford bulls for February to April calves. There'll be 70 fancy red Angus cows. They'll be 5 years old, bred to Peeper red Angus bulls for March and April calving. There'll be over 275 black, Tim Angus, and red Angus cows, including two dispersals from 3 years to short and solid. All are bred for late February through April calving. Also offered will be 75 cow-calf pairs, 3 to 6 years old, with 30 to 90-day-old calves by side. For more information or to consign cows for the special cow sale Wednesday, February the 14th, starting at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. The 2024 Kansas Custom Rate Survey serves as a reliable avenue to source the cost of off-the-farm agricultural labor for Kansas producers. K-State Land Use Survey Office Director Leah Sudel examines the importance of this year's survey and how it is a great way to put into perspective the prices of a wide range of agricultural work.
So it is our version of, it's the 2024 version of the Kansas Custom Rate Survey that's done every other year. It's funded by the Kansas Department of Agriculture, and we conduct it to gather information for folks around Kansas to get an idea what rates are being charged for custom operations for like hauling and harvesting, for tillage work, for haying, and on and on.
Sudel discusses how the survey helps set an industry-relevant price guideline and the benefits available to Kansas producers who utilize this resource.
Honestly, it's a great centralized source for data because this is going to encompass custom operation prices across the state. And instead of having to contact a whole bunch of different dealers, you can contact one and kind of compare to this report and see if they're in the ballpark. Because that's really, it's not providing a specific rate for a specific custom operation, but it lets you know kind of what the area rate being charged is.
She explains the specific rates that are requested and the location of the online survey.
So we ask for, I don't think it's going to be anything. We try to ask for rates in a variety of ways so they're not having to search for information. A lot of the rates are dollars per acre, or we provide the option to give us a flat rate. Generally, try to be pretty flexible on the responses and provide another option, if honestly, in case there's something outside the norm that they charge. The link, and this is, it sounds strange, but it is tinyurl.com/custom2024.
That was K-State Land Use Survey Office Director Leah Sudel on the 2024 Kansas Custom Rate Survey. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, now 30 degrees. Highs around 50 on tap today. Could be in the 40s, more seasonal highs Saturday into Sunday.
We all crave carb-heavy foods in the winter, but there's no reason we can't comfort ourselves with in-season produce, too. Some seasonal eating advice today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, February 9th, the 40th day of the year. Singer-songwriter Carole King shares a birthday with actor Joe Pesci, and Congress authorized creation of the National Weather Service on this day in 1870. Eating the season is a popular strategy for eating healthier. Fresh in-season foods typically have more nutrients and are always more appealing for their taste and texture. What is in season for February? Citrus fruits are at their best now, so load up on grapefruit, tangerines, and oranges. New root vegetables are beginning to arrive. You can put those to use in a leek and potato soup or oven roast a pan of fresh parsnips or turnips. You want some greens too? In February, go for broccoli, cabbage, or kale. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Marysville Sons of the American Legion will host an all-you-can-eat buffet this Sunday, featuring fried chicken, liver and onions, ham, and all the trimmings. Serving Sunday, 11 to 1:30 at the American Legion Hall in Marysville. $13 for adults, $5 children under 10. Serving Sunday, 11 to 1:30 at the Marysville American Legion.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johns. The Kansas City Chiefs face off with the San Francisco 49ers in Super Bowl 58 on Sunday. Here's what Andy Reid had to say about the Chiefs being seemingly hated by just about everyone.
I don't know if we're the evil empire, but we've won some games. Sometimes when you win games, people look at you a little different, but whatever, we just try to be ourselves.
Here's what he had to say about the opposing quarterback, Brock Purdy.
He's a heck of a football player, and he does everything really well, and and so that presents an issue. He can throw the ball. He can run the ball. He's smart.
Here's what cornerback Legarius Sneed has said after the allegations of him being a shutdown corner.
I can say Spaz put me in the right position to shut him down. And also mentality, just go in and just have a mindset that nobody's going to catch a ball on you. You know, if they do catch a ball on you, let's play. And that's the mentality I've been having all season, and it worked in my favor.
Our Friday feature games, Marysville and North Central Kansas League play at Clay Center, live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Our Friday feature game, Washington County entertains Axtell, live on FM 95.5.
Valley Heights is host to Centralia. Hanover tips off at Donovan West. Frankfurt, home versus Troy. Lynn had her team Sylvan Lucas. Diller O'Dell's at Exeter Milligan Friend. And Southern plays host Thayer Central. Again, Marysville at Clay Center. Axtell at Washington County. Live Friday on KNDY.
KNDY.
Wanna wake up each morning with you for the rest of my life. I wanna feel your heart beating and just get lost in your eyes. You can tell me your secrets. You can let me feel your pain. You can show me your weakness and never be ashamed. Hold on to me when your world's turning cold. It feels like your life's spinning out of control. You're hoping, praying, trying so hard to believe. Hold on to me when there's no middle ground and every emotion is coming unwound. And you don't know if you can hold on to your dreams. You can hold on to me. Oh, yeah. Wanna lay down each evening with you right here by my side. Wanna get drunk on your laughter and wipe all the tears when you cry. You can scare me with your darkness. You can blind me with your light.